Blog Talk Radio.
Just make it the cry of your heart.
Christ, who is the head of my life.
to my wife, Sister Smith, to my pastor, Apostle and Lakeisha Temple, to Pastor Carol, to the ministers, to the evangelists. Amen. Praise God. To our deacons, to our prophets, to our intercessors, to our mothers, praise God, to our men, to our youth, praise God, to all of the men and women and friends and family at ADM Ministry, we say good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Michigan, Illinois, and to our new partner, Delaware. Good morning, good morning, good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry and delivered us from all of our iniquity. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. See, it was the Lord this morning, his alarm clock, spiritual, that woke you up this morning and started you on your way, gave you the activity of all of your limbs. Nothing is missing, therefore nothing is broken. So we do give praise and thanks to our Father that is in heaven for looking over us, praise God, and for making sure that we are safe and protected and that we are provided for. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. And then he dismisses his Holy Spirit to come, to reprove, to lead, to teach, and to guide. On today, give God the praise. He is worthy of all of the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name. Good morning, Mother Jackson. How are you this morning?
I'm great, Pastor Smith, and good morning to you also.
Amen.
Father God, I come to you humbled as I know how, God. Just as a child, God, I give you the honor who's the head of my life. This morning, I give honor to my husband, Deacon Jackson. Honor to Pastor Smith, Sister Smith. Honor to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple, Pastor Carolyn, and everyone at ADM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you once more, God, we thank you, God, just for another day's journey. We thank you for breathing upon us this morning, God, allowing us to rise once more. In the name of Jesus, God, allowing us to rise to give you the glory once more. God, even allowing us to rise, God, to get our house in order. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask you this morning, God, if we said or did anything against anyone, God, we ask you for your forgiveness right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we, Holy Spirit, we ask that you come in. We invite you in just to have your way, because we realize we can't do nothing without you. Oh, God, but we thank you, God, for your promise. You said we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we thank you this morning, God. We glorify your name, God. We thank you for how you kept us all last night up to this point, God. You didn't let anyone break in or kick the door in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your guardian angels that you had all around our home, God, just shielding us and protecting us in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God, for being that mind regulator for us this morning, God, that we had a mind to want to get up when you touched us, God, to praise you and to magnify your name, God. So we say thank you just for that, for being that mind regulator, God. Oh, God, this morning we ask you to create in us a clean heart and renew that right spirit within us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. We truly thank you because you've been better to us, God, than we've been to ourselves in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you because we realize, God, the mess that we was in, and some of us still in a mess, God. You could have just thrown us to the wayside, God. But we thank you for your love, for your long suffering, even your love, God, that you loved us that much, God, that you gave us chances after chances after chances, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up every minister that it is this morning, God. Oh, the Lord say, God, keep them up on the wall, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you strengthen them the most, God. And now that they pour out into the flock, God, we pray this morning, God, that you pour back into them, God. Shield them and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray this morning, God, that you continually to build a fence around them in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning. Hey, God, oh, the Lord say, God, thank you this morning like never before, God. Oh, God, we lift up every sick vessel that it is this morning, God. God, we pray, God, that you continue to heal them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, let them continue to stand on your word, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, you said by your stripes we are healed. So we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Then, oh, Lord, say, God, lift up every youth that it is today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Shield them and protect them, God, as they're on their way back and forth to school on the playground, God. They go by Shanda, oh, Lord, say, God, this morning. We thank you for keeping them, God. We thank you for raising up them as young men and young women, God, and you, God. Hey, glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for doing a new thing in them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for teaching them your word, oh, my son, daughter, teaching them your instructions in the word of God. We thank you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift our family members up to you today, God. We realize that a lot of our family members are not saved, God. Oh, God, what we pray, God, we thank you for saving them, God. We thank you for delivering them, God. We thank you for turning on the light from the lighthouse, God. Shine upon us, God. Oh, no, God. Anything in us is not like you, God. We pray, God, no, no, God, that you burn it out to the roots in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we lift up our kids, turn you up to you, God. Continue, Lord Moshe, God, to watch them and shield them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue, Lord Moshe, God, to teach them the way in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for obedience, turn in these last and evil days, God. We realize our kids are not corrupted, Lord Moshe, God, but the one that is corrupted, Lord Moshe, God, we speak your word upon them this morning, God. They shall be obedient in your name, Jesus. Oh, how we thank you today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you go over into the in the nursing home this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you comfort them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, the one that's just there don't realize they in the world, God. Oh, the most, God, I pray, God, this morning that you touch and bring the mind back. He goes in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Even touch the kids, God. The one that brought them there and let his lap around the mind, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that your minister angels go forth and minister to their spirit in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, let us be concerned about one another in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Concerned about our mothers and fathers. of the Most High God, the one that birthed us, he called my shadow the Most High, and raised us up on the Most High, the best they know how, God. Oh, God of the Most High, God, this morning, let us begin to repent for the things that we had, he almost had done. God, is not like you, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning, the Most High God. We pray, God, the Most High God, whatever situation and mess that we're in, God, get us out of it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, this morning that we have a desire to come out, God, and serve you. Serve the Holy One, the Lord, our Son, the Lord, Jesus Christ, this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Abba, Son, the Lord, God. Oh, open our eyes that we may see, he called by Son, the Lord, God. And open our ears that we may hear you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to stand on you, God, the Lord, Son, the Lord, God. Let continue to you, God, to teach us, he called the Most High God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, oh God, we thank you this morning, the Lord, Son, the Lord, God. Oh God, we realize in these last and evil days, it's getting near and near, God, the Lord, God. So let us run to you, God, like never before, God. I know the Most High God. I see people running into your house, the Lord, Son, the Lord, God, knocking the door open in the mighty name of Jesus, calling on your name, God, saying, I yield, oh, my son, the Lord, God. Oh, God, we thank you, the Lord, because we realize that they shall come in the name of Jesus today, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, the Lord, God. Oh, God, he's son, the Lord, God. Oh, God, let us continue to love one another as Christ has loved us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up the universe to you, God. We know that maybe our son, the Lord, they need you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, don't forget about the better women's, God. I pray today, God, that you give them strength to come out, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them realize, God, that they don't have to shack. Let them realize they don't have to stay and be beaten, God, by Shine, God. Because you're a God of love, God. Peace and a sound man, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them shine, God. Touch their minds, God. Let them realize it's time to come out. It's time to come out. Because you are God that can prepare for them. You're God that will take care of them. You're God of love, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, I ask that you begin to shake, God. Shake us, God. Begin to shake us like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, this day, God, that you pull down every stronghold in our life, out of emotion. Strongholds that we've been on to us for years, God. Hold short of our eyes, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for your love and joy, your peace and a sound mind. We thank you, Lord of Moshe, God, this morning for your mercy, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we call on your name, God, the only name that we know, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up every married couple that it is to God, my son, Lord of Moshe, God. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing for marriage couple, God. We plead the blood of my son, Lord of Moshe, over them also, God. Let us come together in unity, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how merciful now, oh God. Oh God, we ask that you come into our homes this morning, God. Put everything in order that's not like you, Habasha, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you this morning, Habasha. Thank you for this opportunity, I stand the most, God, to praise you once more, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Thank you for the journey, Habasha, God, that you have us on, God. In the name with Jesus, God. Thank you for the trials and the tribulation, God, because we realize they only come to make us strong in you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, on the motion. They come to make us bold soldiers in you, God. Hallelujah this morning, God. They come to make us realize that we don't have to compromise the motion there. We don't have to bow down to anything, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the truth, God, on the motion, God. The truth that you have with us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift every man that it is up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God, that you're making me into the little God, where they need to be in you, God. Means they call on the name of Jesus. Means not a shame of the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Me that would get up and go to work, and take care of their families. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for what you're doing, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. We ask that you touch every phone, every internet, that it is, okay, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, today, a change to come in somebody's life. I pray, God, today that your Holy Ghost fire fall upon them like never before. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God, because we know that you're doing a new thing, God. We know that you're turning things around, God. We thank you for the Holy Ghost fire in notable soul, God, burning like never before, God. We thank you this morning, God. Thank you, God. We thank you, God. This morning, notable, somebody need to say hallelujah this morning. No matter how you feel, no matter. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Ready. Say it, nobody. Thank you.
Right now, Holy Spirit, touch us
right now. Let your anointing get in every step. Let it overflow in the name of Jesus. Let it work in each and every one of us, internationally and locally. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes. We need you now.
Yes.
We feel your Holy Spirit. We feel your love. We feel your God. We feel your holiness. We feel your anointing, Holy Spirit. Work in us. Work it all out. Everything, Holy Spirit, that's not of God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, give us what we need from the Lord God to sustain us, to fix us in every way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be it a word of God, living word.
Yes,
be it the anointing Holy Spirit.
Lord,
we
do.
To lead. To keep. To guide. Come.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, Holy Spirit. Meet us right now. In our prayer closet. Wherever we may be. Lord God. On these telephone lines. Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Come.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Come.
Yes.
Have your way, your universe, Lord. Thank you for coming, Holy Spirit. Thank you for touching. Thank you for delivering. Thank you for giving freedom. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your goodness.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Holy Spirit, we receive you. We receive everything that you have. Right now, Lord Jesus. Have your way. Because you do have total access. And Holy Spirit,
yes.
We lift our hands and we surrender all to you right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
No other way. No other way, Holy Spirit, but through you and the Lord Jesus Christ that fixes all things, that knows all things, that perceives all things.
Yes,
oh, glory,
yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Have your will. Have your way.
Lord.
In
Lord,
us.
Jesus.
Each and one, every
Lord.
One of us, Holy Spirit. Each and every one of us, Holy Spirit. Move right now. And Holy Spirit, whatever the need, whatever the desire, whatever request, that we all need from you, the Lord thy God. Grant us our petition and fix it in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Make us whole again.
Yes,
and we thank
Lord.
You.
Yes,
and
thank
we praise
you, Lord. Thank you.
And we say we love you, Holy Spirit. That you come.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. To love us.
Yes, Lord.
To hold us.
Yes,
to
Lord.
Cradle us.
Yes.
To teach us.
Yes,
to lead
Lord.
Us.
Yes,
to guide
Lord.
Us. Yeah, 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 yeah. Holy Spirit.
My God.
Holy Spirit.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have your way. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah. Nothing else. Nothing else can suffice. Nothing else. But the love of God. But the grace of God. But the mercy of God. Through you, Holy Spirit. And we glorify you. And we magnify you. Because you're holy. And you're righteous. And we thank you for the overflow. This morning. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless your holy name. Oh, bless your holy name.
Thank you.
Oh, bless your holy name.
Lord, thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Glory. As we move on along, I don't know about you, oh God,
Jesus.
But glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And to feel his love and his touch. Oh, glory.
Yes,
hallelujah. Nothing,
nothing
can replace that. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Anointing. Overflow.
Bless you. Thank
of the
you,
Lord.
Jesus. Yes,
we thank
Lord.
We thank you, Lord. This morning.
Yes.
And we give you honor. And we give you glory.
Amen.
All the praise. All the thanks. And we say
hallelujah.
We say yes. We say yes.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord. Thank you,
thank
Lord God.
You, Lord.
For seeing all, knowing all. Fixing all.
Thank you.
Bless
yes,
all.
Lord.
Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
Right now. For healing. For blessing, miracles, signs, and wonders. We thank
you. Lord. Thank you.
We
Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for
thank
saving
you.
Power, delivering
yes,
power.
Lord.
In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. And we thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord.
For your anointing,
thank
Holy
you,
Ghost. Power.
Thank you.
Moving
Lord.
Through us and in us, oh God.
Yes.
One
yes,
today.
Lord.
And I
thank
pray,
you.
Father, that those don't have the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that
Jesus.
You see fit, Lord God, that they open
yes,
their hearts
Lord.
And receive
yes,
this gift
Lord. Hey, yes,
of
Lord.
Power and love to help
hey,
sustain
yes, Lord.
Along
in the
way
name of, yes,
to
Lord,
heaven's
Jesus.
Highway in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes,
right
Lord.
Now, Lord God,
hey, yes,
wherever
God.
They are, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit. Touch them
yes,
right now.
In
right
the name
now.
Of Jesus.
Anoint
them.
Right now.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
The name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Yes,
yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
That one,
yes,
that one.
God,
yes, Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Internationally.
Yes, Lord.
Locally.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
all over.
Lord.
All over.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord
yes.
God. In the four corners of the earth.
Yes, Lord.
You do it, Lord God.
Hey, in the name
you
of
do it,
Jesus.
After
yes,
your saving grace,
hey, yes,
fill
Lord.
Them right now with your Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Ooh, yes,
for there is
Lord,
no
Lord,
other
name
of... above that name. The name of Jesus Christ.
Ooh, yes, yes,
because
yes.
of his blood
Shoo.
And his sacrifice for us.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The
hey.
We thank you. We
thank
him
you,
in
Lord.
We thank him in heaven. Oh,
thank
bless
you,
his
Jesus.
Holy name.
Yes, Lord.
God, we
thank
you.
And
God, we praise you. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Yes,
oh, bless
me,
your
Lord.
Lord.
Yes.
Amen. And amen.
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 Praise God. Amen. We're going to move right on along. Praise God. You know, and I was praying and asking the Lord, amen, praise God. Lord, give me a word. Amen. And he normally does. Amen.
Amen.
So, you know, we did a little something with our women over the weekend, praise God, talking about the model prayer, amen, of
amen.
The Lord's Prayer, amen, praise God.
Yes.
So I want to share with you a little, amen, praise God, of what the women shared, amen, praise God, for a model prayer.
Yes.
And this is talking about the Lord's Prayer. You know,
yes.
It comes out of Luke 11, and it
mm-hmm.
also comes out of, you know, other Bible areas, but Luke, I like Luke, and it goes as such, amen. Our Father who art in heaven.
Yes.
So who is our Father? Our Father is our core belief. God is in heaven,
yes.
all-knowing and all-powerful.
Yes.
Our Father, amen, is stressed
amen.
Here. Because he is our daddy, praise God.
Amen.
And when he is our daddy, we can call him several names, amen.
Amen.
Our Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
He is our provider of sacrifice.
Yes.
Jehovah
yes.
Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee.
Amen.
Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present.
Amen.
Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, my shepherd. And Jehovah Jisikinu, the Lord, our righteousness. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
And then, as we move on along, praise God. Experiencing God's fatherhood as members of the Church of Jesus Christ. For we are in the family of Jesus. Amen. Recognizing
amen.
Others as children of God as well. Amen. So no man is an island. No man stands alone. For we are a family, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
And then it says, hallowed be thy name, the hallowed, which is holy. Amen.
Amen.
Hallowed is another word for holiness, a sacrifice. Amen. Recognize
amen.
God is holy. God's name recognized by everyone. His name ultimately holy. Power. Amen.
Amen.
He's all, amen. All know him to be righteous, powerful.
Yes.
Amen. And everyone's
amen.
God.
Holy.
Then thy
yes.
kingdom come.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. This petition is twofold. First, God's kingdom is of goodness, honesty, and love.
Amen.
Surrounds
yes.
us in everyday life. Secondly, we are praying for the fulfillment of the Lord's promise that he will return. Amen.
Amen.
And he did say that he was coming back again. Amen. And,
amen.
You know, while we are waiting, praise God, that we do the work. Amen. Of the Lord until he returns.
Praise God. Praise
God. Okay.
Okay. Amen.
And then number three. We had a number three here. Will grant us eternal life at the end of time. Amen.
Amen.
And then, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray these words, asking God's grace to move us to do his will in our lives. Praise God. Then all that the things that will please our Father, difficult things, large or small, praise God. Amen. Give us
amen.
This day our daily
yes.
bread.
Amen.
Here we recognize all the things we need comes from God. Amen. Spiritual and natural. Praise God. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. When the children of Israel were in the desert and didn't have anything to eat, and the Lord God let it rain forth manna from heaven.
Amen.
Rain the bread from heaven to sustain them. Praise God. And on today, all we have to do is ask him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then ask God to continue to give us food for nourishment, but also the bread of life.
Oh, yes.
And
Amen.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Amen.
Easy to ask forgiveness of our sins. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
But how about asking, you know, forgiveness from others that we should do? Amen. For God
Amen.
Made us the peacemakers. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
People say, well, who's going to be the bigger person? Well, number one, we saints and Christians should always be the bigger person, though we
Amen.
Don't always practice that because of that dirty, nasty flesh. Don't want to do right. Well, I'm not going to go to him and I'm not going to go to her and apologize for nothing. Well, when we do that, praise God, you know, we speak cursing and blessings from our tongues. Amen.
Yes.
And
Amen.
How will God forgive us if we don't forgive those he told us to forgive? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We must be able to forgive others first. Amen. When there's
Amen.
Bitterness or wrath in our hearts,
yes.
there is no room for God's love. Praise
Amen.
God. God gives us the strength to forgive through prayer. Amen.
Amen.
And I like to add to that, prayer and fasting. Praise God.
Amen.
Because it's
yes.
not about us, but it's the spiritual man on the inside of us. Praise God
Amen.
That we have to build up daily. Amen.
Yes.
To bring this flesh under subjection. Praise God.
Amen.
So that we can forgive. And lead
Amen.
Us not into temptation. Temptation and sin go hand in hand. Temptation, face to face, can be difficult to resist. But God said in his word that he would always make a way of escape for his children, his saints. Praise God.
Amen.
And all we got to do is pray and ask God
Amen.
To help us do.
Yes.
Amen. And to
Amen.
Resist. Praise God.
Amen.
We need our Father to set the roadblocks to steer us from this temptation. Amen. We need
Amen.
Jesus. We need him to come. We need him
yes.
to steer us. Because the
yes.
enemy is like a roaring lion, praise God. And he's constantly
wow.
seeking us out, praise God, to kill us. Amen.
Yes.
Discredit us, to destroy us. Amen. And then, but deliver us from evil. Evil, unfortunately, is reality in our world. The enemy always looks for ways to steer us from the righteous path. Amen.
Amen.
The enemy has no power over God. Therefore,
Amen.
He has no power over us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So,
Amen.
When we pray to our Father, our Daddy, praise God,
yes.
for protection against all evil, he will,
yes.
he will shield us. Amen.
Yes, he will. Amen.
So, thus, I have shared with you, amen, the model prayer, amen, that the women had
amen.
last Saturday. Amen.
Amen.
And I thank God because every word in the Bible has a meaning, a story.
Yes. Amen.
A direction. Amen. For us, praise God. And all we have to do is adhere to, amen, God's unchanging hand. Oh, bless
amen.
His holy name.
Amen.
Now,
yes, Lord.
At this time, we're going to bring in our own pastor, Apostle Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you all this morning. My God, I'm still kind of torn up and ripped up from last night. Amen. God bless
yes.
you all.
Yes.
Amen. I just want to share
yes.
something just to help the saints of God with that area you just was talking about, temptation. You know, temptation. And I just want to help the saints of God because many of us, especially saints of God, that's the number one thing that we fall back into, temptation. That's the number one thing that is preventing us from having structure and different things in our life, fasting and all kinds of things, because it's the temptation, you know, the temptation of the flesh. But I want to let the saints know one thing that I do know and one thing I learned. When you have understanding and you know certain things, you have a better chance to defeat it or a better chance to resist it. It's the things that we really don't know the full concept thereof where it is defeating us and we don't have a chance to defeat it. Amen. It's that thing that we just don't, can't get it together. We really don't understand it. Now, that temptation, I want y'all, please, saints of God, please understand. Temptation is really pertaining to things that your flesh, things that you like, you know, things that you really enjoy doing, you know. Temptation have been built up over the time since you was birthed. You know, that there have been built up your likes, your desires, your wants. A lot of saints of God fall into that temptation trap because we'll look at something where we think it looks good and it's supposed to be good, amen, and we will fall into that temptation trap. You know, what's
amen.
Good doesn't make it right. What's good
amen.
Doesn't make it right. And we got to understand something. The devil does not tempt you nothing that you – it does. He do not tempt you with things that doesn't move you. He doesn't tempt you with things that doesn't
amen.
Move you.
Amen.
So it's about things that really done got sold up into your will, your flesh, your desire,
yes.
things that you want to happen, things that you desire to happen. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot
amen.
Of people like that be dealing with finances. You know, and here comes the old little enemy, you know, instead of us using wisdom, we're looking
amen.
At like, okay, God is going to take care of my son. God, this individual, or something. I don't see a lot of people, especially in the church community, that fell up into that trap, finances, and don't be took by a lot of con artists, amen? A lot of con people came in and took, manipulate them, and they don't get took. Folks' money, they took everything because of that temptation, because they see something that is a way out, they see something that they need, because he's going to always tempt you with things that you need. Saints of God,
man.
If you defeat temptation, you got to take a step back and use wisdom. You got to take a step back and use wisdom, because what looks good, that might not be right for you. That might not
amen.
Be right for you.
Amen.
Even though it's an area that you probably need or the area that you probably fulfill. Just look at this real quick. When Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, the enemy, the Bible called Satan the tempter.
Yeah.
The tempter came to tempt Jesus, and he tempted Jesus with something that he needed. The first attempt was he was hungry, so he needed something to eat. He wanted something to eat. It would be good that he had something to eat, but that wasn't his purpose at that time, even though he was hungry. So he was able to resist the enemy, for something that he wanted. Amen? He wanted something to eat. The enemy did not come and tempt him with something else. He came and tempted him with something that he needed, something that he wanted. His body was hungry. He was beginning to be hungry. So remember this, amen? what your neighbor might be get tempted with and could fall into traps, that doesn't mean you'll get tempted and fall into the trap. It is whatever you desire. You know your weakness. Put it this way. You know your weakness. You know things that will trigger you and cause you to fall and cause you to not be faithful. Amen. A lot of us, we have a problem being on time. We have a problem being on time. Amen. And we know it's somewhere important that we got to go. So the enemy is going to come in and tempt you with more sleep.
Amen.
Go in and go and lay all that down. Amen. You just got tempted. You just fall into temptation. Amen. You just fell into temptation. Amen. Because it will always deal with you on your weakness. It will deal with you on your desire. It will deal with you on your wants. That's why the Bible says, This is why the Bible says, do not be anxious for anything. Do not be anxious for anything. Amen. For nothing. Don't be anxious for nothing. And that way you can withstand. You won't have to worry about falling into the temptation. It's just for us that falls into temptation, we get anxious. We want God to move. We need something to happen. And as soon as the first Romeo, Juliet, or somebody come by, we think that's it. God don't sent you here. No. You gotta take a step back. Use wisdom. Assess your situation and make sure that this situation lines up into the direction of the path that God is taking you. Do not fall into the temptation. You got to understand, I heard a lot of preachers don't say, the devil ain't going to give you no blessing. The devil is a liar. He will. Scripture. The devil is a liar. He will going to give you things that is a blessing. You know, we mentioned the devil took Jesus up on this mountain. The devil took Jesus up in the wilderness and told Jesus, I give you all this. All you have to do is bow down before me. He had all kinds of things. I'm going to make you king. I'm going to make you ruler. I'm going to give you all the luxuries of the land and all the earth. Amen? So the devil is telling you, yes, he will. He will give you some things to trap you. He'll give you some things to keep you into a place of captivity. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to use wisdom. Use wisdom. Enough in this income tax season. The devil ain't, yeah, girl, I got to go and get this in. Listen, the devil's going to make sure you spend all that money and put you right back in the same predicament that you was in. Because he don't want you to use wisdom. He don't want you to think things out. So, you got the house. Yeah, you got the car. Yeah, you got all this stuff here. Yeah, but you don't submit it to the tempter. The tempter done came, gave you some things, or showed you some things that you like and whatever. Let you put a little say, if you do this, you do that, you got that there. But at the end of the day, everything you right back where you started. You right back where you started.
Amen.
So do not fall. Let's use wisdom, saints. Let's walk with wisdom. Amen. Let's walk with wisdom. Pastor, stop leading the congregation into these con artists. It's not no quick change, amen. Even Jesus says, you know what I mean? You come follow me. The Son of Man don't have no way to lay his head. In other words, this is not something that you're going to pop up. Ministry is not something that is you're going to get rich or here come the money, here come all this. No. Ministry is an assignment. Your Father in heaven is going to get ready to pay you your reward. Your reward is going to be great in your transition time other than here on earth, amen? We all got to put our hands together, work together. It ain't nothing quick rich about this thing here. You need to go. We got to go work. That way we don't fall in temptation and fall by these jokers come start sweeping some things in your ear. Let's use wisdom.
Come on, amen.
Amen. Let's use wisdom. And that way we can withstand the wild. We can resist the enemy. We cannot resist something that sounded good to us and we melting all over the place because it sounded good like, that's the Lord. That's good. I've been waiting on that. And all this kind of stuff here, amen. And here we go.
Amen.
Once we got into it, we found out the person ain't not who they are, and that's what
amen.
The enemy does. Once he get in you, or he take you so far, he remove the cover off his head, and here you go, you got the enemy. Here you go, you got the enemy popped up right there. Say to God, assess your life. Let's make sure that you are working hard, you are working honestly, you are engaging into things. You know your own weakness. you know, amen.
Yeah.
If you have a drug addiction and you know you got off of drug addiction, why in the world your next friend want to be a friend of an addict and you want to call yourself you want to help this addict to get off the drug?
Amen.
You just walking into temptation because somebody is going to draw somebody, and in likelihood, the enemy is trying to draw you.
Oh,
amen.
My God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away from temptation. Certain friends I don't need. Certain people I don't need in my life because they probably try to drag me the wrong way. And I want to stay rooted. I want to stay planted. So you got to understand, stop trying to be everybody's helper, trying to be everybody's deliverer, trying to be everybody's everybody that. Maybe you got to protect your own salvation. You got to protect your own walk and understand that, listen, the enemy could come get you. You might be strong today. Something can happen. You could be weak tomorrow. Do not underestimate this flesh. This flesh is wicked. Paul had a problem with his flesh. It aggravated him. He was very frustrated pertaining to this flesh. So let's make sure we're walking into the things of God and we're not going to be fooled. Yeah, he didn't deliver you, but you got to understand. Yeah, you might be delivered from this, but it's a possibility that you can relapse. One way you're going to relapse, you're going to protect that area. You ain't going to get into places that are going to tempt you to draw you back.
Amen.
You're not going to do that.
Amen.
So we got to watch what we're doing. Amen. Let's get out of this get rich quick thing. Amen. Stop letting the enemy tempt you with this quick rich get rich. Amen. The Bible tells us we got to work by the sweat of our body. It's hard work, hard, earnest work.
Yes.
And that way you can get into this thing. This thing doesn't happen overnight. Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't happen overnight. I know many of us, I know a lot of you, my guys, you're trying to hit the lotto, so you say, y'all don't have to say nothing. Y'all just stay quiet on that. Hey, you want to get this quick rich overnight thing. It doesn't happen like that. And guess what? Year after year, what happened is you don't submit it to the tempter, and now the tempter came and brought your addiction. Now the addiction is in you, and you have this hope that it's going to change. This going to change. That going to change. One day, this going to be my time. This going to be my day. And guess what? You look back, you don't spend more money than you don't want.
Amen.
You really giving all your resources to the enemy, and you don't want to do that, amen? Let's use wisdom, saint. Let's be able to put our minds and put this creativity that God placed inside of us to work. And I just give God the glory and thank God.
Amen.
Do not fall in the traps of them. Know yourself. You know what your weakness are. You know what your problem is. The enemy is not going to fight you with something that you are strong in. He's not going to fight you because he wasted his time. He's going to always try to hit you in your weakness. Amen? Those are things I'm going to say. I'm going to get off the line. Amen? Some of us have been through, some of us, y'all a lot of young men or a lot of young ladies that live their life in drugs and selling drugs and doing different things.
Uh-huh.
Amen?
Amen.
And then making money. Some people, you must live their life on In the club, amen, and doing different things like that. Some alcohol, some drug related, all this kind of stuff, you know, that they used to do. And some of them this used to be their livelihood until things don't change. But watch this. The moment when they get into hardship, the moment when things get tough, the moment when things look like it's not going to pan out, and I'm sick of this. Watch this. Think on the tempter came. Remember when you was back in the world, you had all this money. You went out there. You don't worry about how to do that. So maybe if you go ahead and do this one last drop, maybe if you go ahead and do this one last thing, maybe that's how it started, because it doesn't be one last thing. It's going to keep coming. It's going to keep coming. That's how he lure you. This one last. And I always, and here you go. 2 or 3 years, you don't got tangled back up into something that where it's supposed to be one last time, one last shoot, one last bit. Don't fool yourself. Don't go and try to do something and say, I want to see if I was delivered. Baby, you just got caught up into the tempter, and the tempter's going to bring this addiction and bring this habit back on you. And guess what? It's going to be greater this time to get rid of than it was last time, because he knows which way you're coming. Amen.
Amen.
So we're not getting caught up into that, man. I thank God. I give you the glory. Please resist the tempter. Amen. Because that's that a lot of us saints, we are having. That's a struggle. Regardless if they want to admit it, don't admit it. I know it's a struggle because if the tempter was able to come to Jesus Christ, I know he's going to come to us. I know he's going to be dealing with us. If he is able to come to the Son of God, you better believe he's going to come to us. So if we admit it, don't admit it, you know, we got it. Amen. Amen. We got temperance that comes in the church every day, Pastor Smith, that some people are like, you know what, I don't like this here. This church is making me, I don't like this here. You know, I'm just going to get rid of the goat and whatever. And God did not obey. God did not sign. Mm-hmm. Just because somebody don't give you correction, now you want to leave. And the temperance don't come and draw you out, and here you go. And next thing you know, your life is back into this spiral, and as you leaving, he will put that venom in you, that venom of God, not looking back. Because now when he drops you, you ain't going to look back. You ain't going to have too much of pride to look back and too much pride and say, hey, I was wrong. I'm sorry. Because the tempter done came, put his venom in you, done sock you up, and now you left out there. Amen. Amen. Don't mind. If something is working for you, stay where it's at. You don't have to speed up the process in due timing. Due timing. God going to provide. God going to provide. Amen. God bless you all. Love you all.
Amen. Bless
you. In the secret place of the Most High. Amen.
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 Bless you, the apostle. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. For those words. Praise God.
Jesus.
All right. All right. Come on back. Come on back tonight. 7 p.m.
Amen.
Mother Helen, drive by or sit on. Amen.
Yes.
And
amen.
Before her, you got prayer. Amen. Don't forget.
Amen.
I tell it so. Amen. Saturday, March 17th, 5 to 9 p.m. Amen.
Amen.
8396 Highway 85, Riverdale, Georgia. Point of contact, Sister Barbara Smith, 910-603-5869. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And don't forget, praise God, don't forget about our prayer and fasting. Amen. Today
Amen.
Is our third and final day, amen, praise God, until the 28th of March. So today,
amen.
Liquid fast, no sodas, coffee, juice, tea, only water. Amen.
Amen.
Read your scriptures, praise God. Amen.
Yes.
And come
amen.
On back tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're going to meet the Lord and get a word from the Lord from our own Mother Helen. You have a God-blessed day in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We love you, and God loves you. You have a God-blessed day.
Amen.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't.